Well, of course, you don't need me to tell you. The past 15, 18 months have been very difficult. We've had lockdowns and we've seen how the poorest in our communities have really suffered along with everybody else. It's no better in other parts of the world. And in fact, in other parts of the world, their standing start is much worse than ours. One such place is Uganda. One charity, a Cambridge-based charity that works hard to support women in Uganda, is Born to be Beautiful. I'm joined by the founder, Sarah Glover. Sarah, hi.
Good morning.
Hi, thanks for joining us. First of all, for those who don't know what Born to be Beautiful does, could you just explain? Because it's quite a specific thing you do, isn't it?
Yes, at Born to be Beautiful, we found that when I travelled in India and Uganda, I found lots of women who had only a couple of options, job options, the lowest educated women or women without any education. And their options were either begging or prostitution. And I'm a beautician, and I realised that if I could teach some of these girls a skill, I could teach them very simply how to do manicures, how to do pedicures, and trade those skills and earn some money. And we've been doing that. We were invited by a charity in India, actually, who found out what I did and said, found out that I was a beautician and asked me if I would come and teach some of their girls. They had a group of teenage girls that they actually didn't know what to do with. They had the younger women and the younger children. They were teaching their ABCs and language and math. And they had programs for people who were on drugs, but they didn't have anything for the sort of younger women. And they asked me if I would come. Would you come? They said, Sarah, come and teach our girls a skill and help them get work.
And it's a great portable skill, isn't it? Being a beautician, you can do that anywhere.
Absolutely. My vision for them was, because they were, my vision was basically, if I give them a nail file, a pot of polish, they can sit on their doorstep and do somebody's nails right there and then and earn enough money for the dinner that night. A lot of these people only earn on the day for their money for that day. So they're daily earners.
But that is so different, as you say, to the other options, which are, you know, just horrendous to even contemplate. So this is great, because a business like that, if it's anything like beauticians, I mean, you'll forgive me, I don't visit them very often, you can probably tell. But yeah, beauticians, once they get established in a village in the UK and word gets around, it's a business that just builds and builds and builds if you're good at what you do. And I would imagine the same is true there, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. It doesn't take a lot. Our courses are 2 weeks long, full time, and we teach our girls really well. We actually, interestingly, started and have started since 2011 with our first course with the World Health Organization hand washing technique. So that's our first class. That's always has been.
Wow. Little did you know then how important hand washing was going to be.
Well, actually, I have to contradict you there, because...
Well, you did know, yes.
We did know. Yes. We know that hand washing is actually a life-saving technique, as we've learned. We all now know that. Mm. But as beauticians and obviously, you know, people in the medical profession, and we all, if we think about it, we all would have known it. Yeah.
Okay, so listen, we've had lockdown here in the UK, but you were telling me before we started recording that the situation in Uganda is made much worse by the underlying economic situation there.
That's right. Our girls, the ones that we've taught, we're still in contact with them either over WhatsApp or Facebook, and as we all went into lockdown, I don't know how, you know, everyone's resourced differently. We're all resourced differently and we've all got different amount of savings. But most of us, if we have one issue like our lockdown, you know, many people are, okay, I've got savings. Or, you know, we're on furlough. Our jobs were paying us, I'm 80% or 100%. And many people were able to manage. And those who weren't able to manage, there was things in place for them. In Uganda, our girls had got on their feet. I mean, when we went into the first lockdown, one of our girls had a little salon and she was buying new things for it. So she was investing into her business, which, you know, before lockdown, we would have said, absolutely brilliant. Mm. You know, I've always talked to them about saving 10% of everything they make, but that's hard, I think, when you first get money. It's hard to manage money. Anyway, their resources dwindled, obviously, through that first lockdown. And I've got transcripts here of my text messages back and forth to one of our girls, Patricia, in June last year. And first, you know, we're talking about the kids and everything and how are you and et cetera. And it was really interesting. We talked about hand washing earlier. They said, thanks for keeping our hand, for teaching us hand washing. It's in my transcript right here. Because they realized when they said in the government, it's like, oh, we know that. We learned that. You know, they knew it. Mm. And then they had so they could pass on to their friends, families and neighbours. And so that was really sweet. And so we were chatting back and forth, you know, hope you're keeping well. And then on the 1st of May, 2020, they wrote back, yes, my dear, we are fine. Thanks very much. Good. And we carried on talking. 19th of May, the word, literally their words are, I'm struggling. I'm with my sister, Lydia, trying to do some gardening together so that we can get food. And then no, she was no longer on her phone. After that, she was on her sister's phone. And then on the 21st, we're struggling. And then on the 1st, so that was May, 1st of June, they answered, we are okay, Aunt Sarah, we're pushing on slowly, dear. And then it just gets goes, we are badly off, my friend, and I'm dying of hunger, dear. If there's anything at the moment for survival, I will appreciate, this is in her words, but the fact remains we are badly. You will forgive me for asking.
Oh. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do is you start raising funds, don't you, Sarah? That's what you're up to. Is you're not going to take that sort of comment and just walk away, are you?
No, that's right. And the fact that it, you know, it grew, and the fact that they were fine, they were fine, they were fine, and then suddenly they, okay, we really, honestly, truth is, we're not fine.
No, exactly.
And the apology for asking still gets me, as you can hear in my voice. Mm. The apology for saying I'm not fine, you know, yeah. And we're always told, especially in this country with all the great focus on mental health, reach out, ask somebody. And yet they are getting to the point where they're really hungry. She said that they're eating black tea and beans once a day from their garden because their crops weren't ready.
Okay, come on, how can we help? Because we don't like this sort of thing. This is ridiculous.
No, that's right. And the ironic thing is what I'm asking everyone to do is to invite their friends over and to just host a girls' night in. And if everyone could donate £10 for coming along, and we could donate that to our charity, it also ties in with our 10th anniversary and help us. We want to raise just £5,000 in donations so we can share out that money for our girls in Uganda and help them. If they're starving, how many of us have put on weight in...
I know. I'll tell you what, as well, as you, not only can the girls have a girls' night in, if you have a girls' night in round, say, your house, then all the boys can have a boys' night in round somebody else's house. There's been football on for the past couple of weeks. If you can have a boys' night in. It's okay, lads. You haven't got to do any, you haven't got to do each other's nails. You can do all man things and watch the telly, but you can chip in as well.
I'd love that. You know, when we did this, we've had a great company, Give As You Live, and they have sent us such cool graphics that you can use and links that you can go on and little QR code that you've just put your camera up against, and it will take you directly to the website and all the secure payment plans and everything is so good. And also links to put your photos on Instagram and our Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, that's the way. Come on, let's do this. Let's do this. We all need a bit of an excuse to put. No one's going abroad anyway, so we might as well do it all at home. And let's help people who are really, really struggling. Sarah, website details, how can people get involved?
Okay, so website, the best way to get involved is to email me on info@borntobebeautiful.org. They can call my number, which is 07813 290831, and I will send them details. or they can go onto our Facebook or our Instagram pages and get down all the details from there.
Right, what we'll do is we'll make sure all that goes up. This will go up as a podcast as soon as it's gone on air. So we'll put this all up on the Cambridge 105 Radio website, and we'll put all those details in the text that goes with it. So if you're driving along thinking, great, Neil, I can't write this down, don't worry, it'll all be on the website later, yeah?
Fantastic, thank you. We would so like you to help us. The difference it makes to them is, you know, life or death. Having sanitary provision for their girls or not, you know, it's really fundamental.
Sarah, I think we get the message. I can, as you say, I can hear it in your voice. It's horrible. So let's just see what we can do. Sarah, keep up the good work. Keep us posted, and good luck with this.
Thank you so much, Neil, for having me, and really appreciate you so much. Thank you.